The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you.
Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. I got a message from a listener. I'm going to leave his name out of it, but he was going back and forth with us, but sent us a message one night after my now wife and I got ready for bed, or my girlfriend turned out the bedroom light, kissed me and rolled over. But a minute later, an unmistakable sound broke the silence. Yep.
We know what it is.
She'd farted. Yeah, we'd been together for a couple years, and this was the first peep I had heard from her derriere.
The peep from her derriere.
While most people would have freaked out, she was completely mortified. I couldn't have been more relieved. Forget the pun, but the gas actually cleared the air and in a roundabout way opened the door to our engagement.
Get out.
Yeah, so
that was all it took.
Yeah, so that was.
He's like, okay, now we're at a comfort level to where I feel like this is forever.
Right.
And, oh my gosh.
And said before she had farted, a lot of fears ran through my head about the future of our relationship. And I knew that I loved her and that she was the woman I wanted to spend the rest of my life with. But this was it that sealed it.
That's crazy.
I know.
That is crazy. Something just like that is going to be the thing that says, this is my person.
Got a text message from a listener. We were on a road trip, and I was mad at him, and I can't remember why, but I catch a glimpse of him in my peripheral vision, serious as all get out, plucking nose hairs with his fingers and flinching so badly after each pull. I started laughing, and my anger went away, and he's been a goofball ever since. See? So what's the one
I love
gross thing that he or she did that let you know that, you know what, this is the one? This is the one.
You know, I don't know if there was any one moment like before we got married, but, and this is kind of a legendary story. Oh, my husband's going to hate it if I share it.
Okay. I mean, I'm ready.
There was something that happened that it was like we were laughing and crying for about a half an hour afterwards. I ended up having to do the army crawl to open the door. To get some air.
Ah, okay. One of those. Yeah, you know, like...
Right after we got married.
So, with my wife and I think it was that she was unabashedly not ashamed of using the restroom in front of me.
Okay, so she would never, like, close a door.
Like, and I remember it was that moment where like, I was in the bathroom, and she just came in and used it, and didn't care, and I was like, oh, all right.
That is saying, that's a strong message that we're comfortable now.
Oh, that's right. And so I was like, okay, all right. So this could be going somewhere, I guess.
And listen, after nearly 14 years of marriage, I feel like we just got there not too long ago.
Really?
Like, we pretty much give each other space when it comes to that.
I guess everybody has their own time schedule with
with
certain levels of comfortness, I guess.
Now, I pass through the bathroom to get to the closet many times while he's in there. You know, doing the just peeing or something. And that's unfortunately, that happens a lot just because I got to get to the closet. You know, I'm putting clothes away.
Josh sent us a text and said, knew she was the one when she gave the dog a Dutch oven. Listen, what did the dog do? The dog didn't do anything. You leave the dog out.